As I mentioned on Sunday, and as I'm sure we are all aware, that the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. And so I was thinking at the beginning of Mass, as we were greeting one another with the greeting, Happy Thanksgiving, how appropriate, maybe a little weird, but how appropriate it would be if we said that every time we came to Mass. Because every time we come to Mass, this is what we're here for, to give thanks to God. We had this gospel just a few, maybe last week or 2 weeks ago for our daily Mass. And so as it comes up again in this cycle of the liturgy, it's a great point of reflection for us. What a beautiful scene that must have been. For those 10 men who, because of their condition, were ostracized from their community, unable to join in gatherings, but more importantly, unable to go to the temple. Because of their condition, they were prevented from offering true and right worship to the living God. And something inside of them, we don't know why they turned to Jesus, but something led them to him to cry out for mercy. And if this had been Matthew's gospel, I'm sure it would have said immediately, because that's one of Matthew's favorite words. But instantly, Jesus healed them. Go show yourself to the priest. And then a beautiful act of thanksgiving of the one. You know, in the Old Testament tradition, and even in some of the New Testament traditions, the notion of a tithe, as we figure out how much of our money to give back to the church, 10%. And every time I think about this passage, or I read it, reflect upon it, it's clear that Jesus wasn't satisfied with 10%. And his question about the other 9, we can read into that an expectation that all 10 would have come back. That 100% would have been returned to Jesus. That everything. This is why it's so important for us to gather on this day around the holy altar to give thanks and praise to the living God. Because I'm sure none of us are lepers right now or have been cured from leprosy. But leprosy is a sign of our sinful condition. And by the passion, death, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we've all been healed and set free and allowed to once again gather in community and to join in the right worship of the one true God. And so like that one foreigner, the Samaritan, it is right and just that we are here. It is right and just. Our duty and our salvation, I regularly reflect on that phrase from the preface at Mass. Because in one form or another, every time we come to Mass, the priest says that. It is right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give thanks. It is right. It is just. It is our duty. And it's our salvation. So if you haven't done your meditation for today in silence with the Lord, maybe those 4 words could be the point of your mental prayer today. As you spend time in thanksgiving with the Lord, what does it mean for it to be right and to be just, our duty and our salvation? When we go to prayer and we bring these words of the Mass with us, it helps us to participate in Mass more worthily. So that we can, like this one leper, receive the salvation. Because God doesn't want, Jesus isn't expecting 100% of your life because he's some egomaniac and he's just dangling things in front of you and his love is conditional and unless you come back, you don't get it. But it's a necessary condition for the completion, Because Jesus has so much more for those men rather than just healing their leprosy. As important and as necessary as it was, as good as it was, Jesus had even more in store for them. Salvation. Go. Go, you've been saved. You've been healed. You've been set free. We use different words, but that's what the priests tell you in confession. That as you come asking to be cleansed, and in that words of absolution and that prayer of thanksgiving, we send you forth, go. You've been saved. You've been set free. And we don't have the rest of the story, but we can imagine the story this man told about his encounter with this foreigner, because the Samaritan was a foreigner to Jesus, just like Jesus was a foreigner to him. That this foreigner has set me free. This foreigner has brought me salvation. So as you gather around your tables today, what story are you going to tell? Are you going to share the freedom that you found in Jesus Christ? Because who knows the state of those other nine and why they didn't come back? Maybe they felt entitled to it. Maybe they had just gotten used to it and they didn't really realize the immensity of the gift that they had received. They were just going with the flow and doing what everybody else did. But you have the opportunity, the invitation this morning to change the lives of the people that you'll be sharing food with today. The same way that this one man's life was changed, radically changed, because he turned to the Lord to give thanks. And that's what we do at each and every Holy Mass. Because it is right and just, our duty and salvation. Those words, when I say, I'm directing those words on our behalf to the Father. And in some liturgical celebrations, that's the point of the Mass where the priest will turn. And symbolizing that we're all leading ourselves, that we're all going together to the Father. I'm telling the Father is right and just to give you thanks and praise. This should be the posture, the orientation of our heart everywhere we go. And it's necessary. It was necessary for the man in the gospel to receive salvation. It's necessary for each one of us to give thanks. And so I'm sure some of you have that tradition as you go around the table to mention one or two things that you're thankful for. Maybe you don't, but in your heart, as we prepare the altar in just a moment, what are you thankful for? We think back upon this last year of our lives. What blessings? What encounters with God's mercy? What crosses has He allowed you to carry? What are you thankful for as you share life with God? You know, I'm always quick to criticize our attachments to technology, and I would say rightfully so, but it's a reality that they become a necessary part of our daily lives for so many of us. But what happens if we just use them without plugging them in? How long will that power last? How long will they be useful to us if they lose their charge? This is why we can say it's our duty, our salvation, it's right and it's just, it's necessary. Because it's in giving thanks to God that we are recharged, that we are reacquainted, that we meet once again the mercy and the love of our Father in heaven. St. Paul in that second reading had that beautiful prayer. And he thanked God for the gifts that he saw evident in the lives of the church of Corinthia. When you give thanks, maybe that's one thing that you can add to your list. The gifts that you see in the other people around you. Because oftentimes we're blind to the gifts that we have received. Oftentimes we resist the gifts that we have received. And it's when we look at someone else and I say, thank you for this thing inside of you, or this way of life that you have adopted, it calls it out and it enriches it and strengthens it. And it builds up the body of Christ. And this is what we do. That we offer thanks, not just for the selfish things that I've received, but the grace and the mercy that God has bestowed upon the body of Christ. Our nation gathers today in a profound way, an act of thanksgiving. And another encouragement is to go back to read the proclamations from Congress and from the presidents who have made this a national holiday. Some of those men were seeming better theologians than some of our preachers and proclaimers of the gospel today, as they understood the reality of our absolute dependence on God. And in Abraham Lincoln's declaration, in the midst of the Civil War, when there was so much strife and hatred ripping through our country, his response was not to pray for peace. His response was to pray in thanksgiving and give praise to God for the gifts that we had received. Because in doing so, then we were able to work for peace and for justice. Thanksgiving must come first. So, happy Thanksgiving. It is right and just. It is our duty and our salvation.